This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2244. This 10-minute routine will increase your clarity and creativity, by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays. Some listeners celebrating a holiday today. It's actually Chinese New Year. So Happy New Year, or Xin Nian Kuai Le. And now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. This 10-minute routine will increase your clarity and creativity, by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. Quote, your subconscious mind works continuously while you are awake and while you sleep. Napoleon Hill. Your subconscious never rests and is always on duty because it controls your heartbeat, blood circulation, and digestion. It controls all the vital processes and functions of your body and knows the answers to all your problems. What happens on your subconscious level influences what happens on your conscious level. In other words, what goes on internally, even unconsciously, eventually becomes your reality. As Hill further states, quote, the subconscious mind will translate into its physical equivalent by the most direct and practical method available, end quote. The goal then is to master how to utilize your unconscious mind. When you learn how to master your unconscious, you quite literally become the creator of your world. Take a second to look at your life, your health, your relationships, and your money. This is all influenced by your unconscious. When you change your unconscious, everything in your world immediately shifts to meet your unconscious level. This short article will help you learn how to not only tap into your subconscious to increase your clarity and creativity, you'll also learn how to access your unconscious to heal yourself of blocked emotions and ultimately become the creator of your own story. 10 minutes before going to sleep. Quote, never go to sleep without a request to your subconscious. Thomas Edison. It's a common practice for many of the world's most successful people to intentionally direct the workings of their subconscious mind while they're sleeping. How? Take a few moments before you go to bed to meditate on and write down the things you're trying to accomplish. Write down your goals and dreams and ambitions. Meditation and journal writing have two core purposes, self-awareness and imagination. You gain self-awareness and clarity as you reflect and ponder on your life and your goals. You increase your imagination by allowing yourself to see possibility in your life beyond your current circumstances. Albert Einstein said, quote, imagination is more important than knowledge, for knowledge is limited to all we now know and understand, while imagination embraces the entire world and all there ever will be to know and understand, end quote. Right before bed, play with possibility in your mind and on paper. Then let your subconscious mind turn that imagination into reality. While you sleep, and particularly in REM, your subconscious rewires itself. You can train your brain to rewire itself to match your future desires so that organically and naturally they unfold in your life. 10 minutes after waking up. Research confirms the brain, specifically the prefrontal cortex, is most active and readily creative immediately following sleep. Your subconscious mind has been loosely mind-wandering while you slept, making contextual and temporal connections. Creativity, after all, is making connections between different parts of the brain. In an interview with Tim Ferriss, Josh Waitzkin, the former chess prodigy and Tai Chi world champion, explains his morning routine to tap into the subconscious breakthroughs and connections experienced while he was sleeping. Unlike 90% of people between the ages of 18 to 44 who check their smartphones within 15 minutes of waking up, Waitzkin goes to a quiet place, does some meditation, and grabs his journal. In his journal, he thought dumps for several minutes. Rather than getting sucked back into a mindless distraction, which is how most people start their day, Waitzkin is highly mindful of himself and his psyche. He is focused on being proactive and creative with his life, where most people are distracted and reactive to their environment and chemical addictions. While writing in his journal, Waiskin gets all sorts of creative ideas and insights, what he calls crystallized intelligence. This is how you connect your conscious mind with your subconscious mind. You should be doing it every single day. Research has shown that by age 12, most children lose the connection between the conscious and subconscious. The world becomes so busy and fast-paced and stressful that we keep ourselves stuck at the conscious level, and then our lives become a repeating pattern. However, you can bridge the conscious and subconscious by doing this 10-minute routine every evening and morning. While writing in your journal in the morning, immediately following sleep, you have amazing access to your subconscious. As you write things down, whatever comes to your mind, you'll begin to become more self-aware. You'll also be able to become more creative and powerful. When you write your goals down on paper first thing in the morning, you're speaking directly to your subconscious mind. You can get to the point where you have strong neural connections throughout your brain that reflect your future dreams and desires. In other words, while giving requests to your subconscious before bed and while meditating on them and writing them down in the morning, you are literally rewiring your brain. You're creating a new brain with new connections and memories of future experiences that you plan to create. Yes, you can create a brain and subconscious of your ideal future. And once the subconscious is on board, your external reality will immediately begin shaping itself to match your subconscious. Conclusion. Quote, "The unconscious will allow us to have only what we believe we deserve. If we have a small view of ourselves, then what we deserve is poverty. And our unconscious will see to it that we have that actuality." Dr. David Hawkins. Right now, there is a ceiling effect on the amount of success and happiness you can have. That ceiling is your subconscious mind. The current ceiling of your income is your subconscious. The current ceiling of your romance and passion in your love relationship is your subconscious. At or around age 12, the brain becomes highly beta-focused, where it operates very quickly. You stress your system out and activate your brain into a beta state by jumping straight into your phone when you wake up. Instead, you want to utilize an alpha brain state where your brain isn't as stressed and focused, but instead can drop into the subconscious. You need to become epic at not only connecting with your subconscious so you don't keep repeating unhealthy patterns, but also you need to learn to shape your subconscious according to your desires so you can create the future self and life you want. This is how the most successful people in the world achieve their goals and dreams. I've been using this method myself for going on a decade and can speak with complete boldness and confidence, it works. If you combine this process with prayer, it works even better. What future will you create? You just listened to the post titled, "This 10-Minute Routine Will Increase Your Clarity and Creativity" by Benjamin Hardy of benjaminhardy.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Take it to Benjamin. The stat of 90% of people checking their phones first thing in the morning, that sounds pretty accurate to me. And I'm not here to shame because I do that. It's something I've worked on, but I'll tell you, it is difficult to not do it. It's nice when you have an app on your phone that tracks your sleep, but how unfortunate that to turn off the alarm in the morning, you have to get to your phone, reach to it, and then turn off your alarm. and then typically not put it back down. It's just too convenient to check for those dopamine hits, like new likes, new follows, text messages, emails. It can be addictive, and I get it. As Benjamin said, 90% of people between the ages of 18 and 44 are checking their smartphones within 15 minutes of waking. I can't even remember what I would do before smartphones were a thing. It wasn't even that long ago when most of us didn't have a smartphone, yet it feels odd to think about. Just getting up, turning off the alarm, and going straight to the restroom to start getting ready, I guess. Feels like ages ago. And hey, if you're one of the few that doesn't go straight for their smartphone in the morning, I'd like to know your secret. Feel free to message me at oldpodcast.com or reply to my weekly newsletter. I read all of those emails, often right when I wake up. But anyway, seriously, it would be good to hear from you if you've built some sort of habit that doesn't involve a phone into your morning routine like Benjamin talked about, like a mind dump or thought dump as he called it. That's something I've talked about on this show before. I've never done it right after waking up, but definitely used it when I felt like there was too much going on in my head. And it really feels like it helped. So I would highly recommend trying that if it sounds interesting to you. But there are plenty of other things to try if that time isn't used up with the phone. So let me know what works for you. You can always find me at oldpodcast.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.